Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies. Ken Baird, your speaker. Today on the broadcast, we're going to continue with our studies, the remarkable threes in the Scriptures. We've already considered the Trinity, the Godhead, and that mankind is a Trinity, the three time zones of the grace of God. And today, with the help of the Lord, we wish to consider three attributes of mankind. They're found in a number of places in the Scripture, three remarkable attributes, and they are faith, hope, and love. They're mentioned particularly in the fifth chapter of Romans, where we're going to be reading in a few moments, and if you have your Bibles near at hand, you may care to read with us. These wonderful attributes that God has given us are given us for our own benefit and for our own glory and for our own usage. Everyone that listening to this broadcast has faith. Now, that does not mean that everyone listening to the broadcast knows the Lord or cares to know Him or is saved, born again. Doesn't mean that. But we do use faith in our daily lives. And I often say that if people had as much faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, believing that He died on the cross to put their sins away, believing that God was satisfied with His work on the cross in that He raised Him from the dead. And do you think He took our sins back with Him into heaven? No, He put them away at the cross. He died for them. And I verily believe that if people would have the faith in the Lord Jesus Christ that they have in their doctor, or their lawyer, or their husband, or their wives, or their families, they'd be saved eternally and go to heaven. Faith brings a blessing. We want to talk about the different services that these three attributes bring us. Faith brings us peace. Hope brings us patience. And love brings us poise. If you like alliteration, you've got it. Faith brings us peace. We read in Romans 5:1 these wonderful words. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Here is hope brought into the scene now, as well as faith. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also. What a strange statement, Paul. We glory in tribulations? Why? Well, the Scripture answers, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. And He has shed that love into our hearts, and He has given us that capability of loving others. So, again, faith brings us peace, hope brings us patience, and love brings us poise. The highest blessing that faith can bring, of course, is salvation of the soul. The barrier of sin would have kept us out of heaven forever. We read in Isaiah 59 and verse 2, if you please. Your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid His face from you that He will not hear. Sin is a barrier. Sin would have kept us out of heaven, but God wanted us in His heaven. And He gave His Son to die on the cross for our sins, and He assumed the responsibility for our sins and died under their weight on that cross, that God's holiness might be vindicated. God did not set aside His holiness in the matter of your salvation and mine. He magnified it in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. If you want to know how holy God really is, go to the cross. It was His Son that died on that cross for our sins. And in anticipation of that death, our Lord Jesus Christ Himself cried in the Garden of Gethsemane, He sweat, as it were, great drops of blood falling down to the ground, and he said, "Oh, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me." But he went right ahead. He says, "Nevertheless, thy will be done." But he went right ahead, and he died for our sins. Now, that is a wonderful fact, and it belongs to everybody that is listening to this broadcast. You're just as much entitled to the grace of God and His salvation as I was. But you won't get it unless you put your trust in it. God removed that barrier at the cross. God does not force salvation upon us. We must receive it by faith. When peace floods the soul, and peace floods the soul, what peace floods our soul? When our faith finds rest in the finished work of Christ. It belongs to you just as much as it belongs to me. But have you claimed it? That's the different matter. It takes faith, and without faith it is impossible to please God. We read in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11. You cannot please God. Many people listening to my broadcast today, this broadcast of Bible studies, you would like to please God. Do you know the best thing you can do to please Him? Believe Him. That puts Him on His throne. Just to believe Him, that He is God, that He means what He says, and He says what He means. And He tells us in the kindest words that can be written in the Bible that Christ died for our sins. If we'll only trust Him, we'll have faith. That faith will bring us peace. Peace for our souls, and our souls will find rest in the finished work of Christ. There's nothing like that peace. Nothing like that peace. Let's go on to hope. Hope brings us patience. We read there in that third verse of the fifth chapter of Romans, and not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience. Now, some translate this as character. I like that a little better. And patience produces character. And the character brings us hope. Hope in God. But that hope rests on faith. We read in 1 Peter 1 and 21, "Who by him do believe in God." Now, you who by him do believe in God. "That raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God." Faith looks backwards to the cross and believes it. Hope believes the promises of God as if they were experienced right now. When God says the thing's going to happen, it's going to happen. Now, hope depends upon faith. Faith looks backwards. Hope looks forward. And what does it bring? It brings us patience. We also read in that eighth chapter of Romans, verse 25 there, "But if we hope for that which we see not, then we do with patience wait for it." We don't see heaven yet, but we with patience wait for it. And you know, during the severe trials of this life, that patience indeed is produced when we realize that it's just for a little time. Also we read, for instance, in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 16 and 17, "For which cause we faint not. But though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more and exceeding and eternally weight of glory." It's but for a moment. And we know that, and we know the promises of God are good. And so we trust in it. And we have patience. And hope brings us that patience. Hope, because it's placed in God. Then love brings us poise. We read there in the fifth chapter of Romans, verse 5, "And hope maketh not ashamed." Well, why should it make ashamed? Well, we'll consider that in a moment. "Hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given us." Hope maketh not ashamed. There are some people that will say, "Yes, you Christians are always hoping for that which is in the future, but I'm enjoying the present. A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush." You can have your your starry-eyed views of the future, but I'm taking mine now. Oh, that they could see. Oh, that they could see what the Word of God really means and the hope that it gives and the patience that it gives us. But now look, please. I want to read this verse over. That those who persecute us and claim the very things that I've been talking about, you Christians, are always believing in something you haven't got. Okay, listen to this verse again. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost which is given unto us. Hope maketh not ashamed. Love gives poise. The love of God fills our hearts, and we know that that love is going to accomplish everything that He promised. Just to know that God loves you and to experience it. We're His children if we believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. And when we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and that love fills our hearts, oh, the patience that is developed and the love that flows out. The love of God is real, and we know His love. Pardon me. We know His love will see us through. Now, the love of God generates in us the motivation of love. In John 1 John 4:19, we read, "We love Him because He first loved us." And that love is the motivation of the Christian life. And it brings us poise to know that it's all going to end up right. You're not shaken. I know there are severe trials. The loss of a loved one and comes in, and some revolt against the providences of God, and they get angry with Him. I've heard of people actually angry with God because He brought such tribulation and trials in their lives. How do we know? Because He brings these tribulations and trials into our lives to drive us to Him. Isn't it too bad that we've got to have these tribulations and trials before we seek out God? I don't think that's the right motive for approaching God. We ought to approach Him for what He is instead of what He can do for us. But when we approach Him for what He is and commit our cause into His hand, we have peace, we have joy, and these things are all ours. Faith brings us peace, and what peace it is. Hope brings us patience to wait for the promises of God. They're real. They will be fulfilled. We're here, our light affliction. We read there in 2 Corinthians 4, our light affliction is but for a moment. And then love in the meantime fills our heart and brings us poise. Our Father, today we thank You for the love of God that sustains us. It is the sweetest experience that life can know. We thank You in Christ's name. Amen.